Great. And welcome back to the NBA Superstar Podcast. We're now 8 months in and back on the lovely Linz and Seb the German.
Hello.
How you doing, guys?
We're good.
Good, good.
Fantastic. So it's been a bit of a long time since we did the last one. I think maybe 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Busy, busy, busy. Loads to do.
Easter holiday.
Easter holiday, yeah. Well, there was that as well. I was trying to...
We're 8 months in to the into the year so far, of 12 months, and we sort of built up a momentum back in the end of January with all the exams and the hand-ins and stuff. And certainly for myself, I sort of dropped off a little bit after the hand-ins and the exams. I think I sort of hit a bit of a low, really. You get a bit of a momentum going, and then you just don't seem to have the capacity or the energy to do something else. And that was part of one of my reasons why I didn't sort of do a podcast. I don't know about you guys, but is it just busyness?
I think the motivation thing, obviously, when you start and everybody's new and everything's new and you just sort of, you're running with it and you're getting taken along with the flow of it all. And then I think January was a bit of a kind of, with all the exams, was a major slap in the face. It was a bit of, the results were quite good, but, you know, it was a big thing to do. And then you've got to find something from somewhere to push you through the other half.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to probably find it. I think most people now at the moment are finding that the intensity is just insane. Mm. The amount of stuff that we've got to have done.
It's funny because you see all the other students, the undergrads, just getting pissed running around the streets and stuff. And we seem to be working every hour that you can.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky enough to get a couple of beers in, then that's something else. How do you feel, Sebastian?
Well, like Lindsay said, the exams in January, like, were kind of the end of the busy part until then, and then we had like these between February and just before Easter, the momentum got kind of lost, and felt like an empty space, and now it builds up like really quickly again. You've got like assignments coming out now.
Yeah.
The end of April and May. So.
But there has been some interesting other news that I should bring to the table before we talk about what we're doing at the moment. And firstly, it's on the job front, actually, in the sense that Lindsay's been working with various companies, and one company she's worked for, doing a sort of consultancy for them, have shown a lot of interest, and it looks like they may even be looking at bringing her in on a sort of consultancy level, certainly something that you wanted to get into, so you might have hit your jackpot there.
I think I have. If it does come off, I will be a very happy bunny.
Four figures. Is it four figures or six figures?
It'll be a lot anyway. Yeah. Well, all right. Bring in some sort of academia here. Mm. I just read this book called Drive. I don't remember who wrote it this time as well. Mm. Mr. Daniel Pink. Right. And it says that the motivation, what motivates you, is very different depending on what side of the brain you're using. If you're using your left side, which is sort of manual stuff,
and I think I've only got one side.
Yeah, that's a completely other conversation. but anyway, long story short, if you're using the right side of your brain, which is the creative side of your brain, up to a certain point, money and bonuses and all those kind of things, they just put you on a level so that you can then move forward with intrinsic motivation. So you're self-motivated. The task itself is its own reward. Obviously, if your reward, your financial reward, your extrinsic reward is low, then you're going to be demotivated and you're not going to get the intrinsic reward. But after a point, it doesn't really, the carrot and stick doesn't have any effect. Mm. In fact, studies that they did showed that it's demotivating.
Yeah.
It actually has the opposite effect. If you start throwing money at somebody to be more creative, yeah, they become less creative.
And I saw that thing that you sent me on the YouTube thing with the guy. He was saying the same sort of thing, wasn't he? They took people in America and said, you know, how do you motivate people to be creative? And they talked about all these people developing stuff in their free time, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that's great. Lindsay looks like she may have a job. Well, I mean, at one job, you've got other offers. And also another person on our course.
And the Coca-Cola job as well.
And she got the Coca-Cola job as well. So she's sailing really high in energy. Might even sneak a distinction. Another guy on our course, Marco. Marco the Italian, who's very much like a Ferrari, isn't he?
We were discussing the other day, Sebastian, you were there, we were discussing about
The two high achievers.
The two high achievers, and we thought it were you and Marco.
Well, me?
Yeah, you.
What was that?
We thought you were the high achiever in the finance MBA, and Marco's the high achiever in the
Liverpool MBA.
And thought, what's the difference between you two? Quite a lot.
And I said that you were kind of like, I said you were more of a Lamborghini.
No,
I didn't. You were German engineering because you had all this power.
Technique.
But yeah, you had all this power, like a really good, like an A5, like 4.285, something like that.
Okay.
You have all this power, and you just kind of like, no, and you feel like it. And go, poof. And there's all that speed and power just sitting there ready to go.
Cool, calm, collected.
Cool, calm, and collected. It's all contained.
And Marco's more like, he's Italian.
Marco's Italian.
Just like a Ferrari, isn't he? Popping off. Lots of noise. But the point was that Marco's actually got, looks like he's got a job as well. Sorry, Sebastian, you wanted to say something?
No, it's just saying that Marco's probably the one that's like more difficult to control.
What I meant was what I felt like you feel like, because Marco works really, really hard and he's really, really intense, so it's more like trying to get all that power out of an engine that's only just going to be able to make it, kind of thing.
So Marco's been offered work with Sutton's, and actually he's had about 3 interviews with them, and this is all through the school. What seems to have happened, and I'm only putting this together, I'm only guessing, but what seems to happen is that they've come to the school to recruit. They did some mock interviews here, and it looks like they've come to the school to recruit rather than using like agencies or using their own kind of like recruitment process. And this is what I'm guessing. I mean, it's a complete postulation, but it seems to be working that way. And it seems like they're looking for certain analysis. And I always get that word wrong.
Analysis?
Analysis.
No, when it's a person. Analysis. That's it.
Right.
And I think Marco's, you know, he is an analyst before. He's sort of been recommended for that, and he's had various conversations, and he's doing his dissertation from now. And they've sort of said to him that if you do well, there probably will be a job in Turkey and or Singapore. Even as much so as that the owner, the CEO, actually picked him up the other day in a sports car and told him this news. So that sounds pretty positive, doesn't it?
Really? Yeah. Well, so, Andrew, what's his name? He's a really nice bloke.
So it looks like you can actually achieve. And I spoke to Roger Livermore, great guy. And the hot news this week is he's going to Hong Kong,
really,
to work at the 10th best MBA school in the world. Apparently, students, when they leave the Hong Kong UST, it's called. There's two in Hong Kong. It's the UST, it's in Clearwater Bay. When students leave doing an MBA there, their average salary goes up 300%.
300%.
Yeah. And Roger's going to be the director of the MBA study. So he's gone from, he is the best director here,
definitely.
And he's got this cracking job. I've been there to Clearwater Bay. It's a lovely place. It's not mad Hong Kong. It's really relaxed.
Yeah.
And he's going to go and work out there. He's starting in July. So well done, Roger.
Oh, I'll have to send him a Facebook.
Well done indeed.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well.
And the last bit of hot news is that Sebastian might be going to China to work. Is that right, Sebastian?
Yeah, that's definitely in the plan. So.
It's still in the plan.
was that a fake foot shock or?
I can't believe I said that out loud. I'm so sorry.
Probably have to go back and delete it.
I didn't mean it quite like that. I meant, you know, it wasn't just an instant reaction
thing.
You've had time to think about it, and it's still what you
want to
do.
All right, put your boots away.
Yeah, definitely, it's a plan that came up for the past 2 months now, and I've met some people. One guy who talked to me about how actually to go to China, so it would be quite hard to apply for a job directly in China because I don't speak any Mandarin. So he said there are other ways of going to China, finding a job there through indirect ways, maybe going on holiday there and then try to find a job.
But your skills transfer from the fact that you were finance manager for a particular retail outlet, and you may be able to find that with your MBA you can work for a Western company where they want someone that speaks their language to be part finance there. So I understand there's that gap between Mandarin and English, but you're speaking, figures are figures,
yes. And if you look for jobs, especially international organisation, as I do, the business language, I assume, is going to be English. So I don't know any international organisation that doesn't have, even if it's working abroad in other countries that don't speak native English, that doesn't speak English as a business language. So
it's a shame you don't want to stay here, because I have a friend that his agency he works for specialises just in finance people, getting them work. Mm. But it's in the area. It's in England, the UK.
Okay.
That is the agency. They specialise in lawyers and finance, like head of finance and stuff like that. So 50 grand upwards jobs.
So they train them or what? Day?
No, it's an agency. Oh. So the companies come to him and they put it together.
I get it, yeah.
So can we discuss the projects that we're doing in the MBA at the moment?
Okay.
What have we got on? We've got some electives going on, but we're all doing change and innovation, which is a presentation on Tuesday, and we've all got very mixed groups, which is something that I think from an MBA perspective is something that's quite unique. And even though it is very diverse, it doesn't feel it. And I wanted to really talk about the fact that we've got my group, six people in my group in five countries. And there's six people in your group in six countries.
Six countries in my group.
So, but the communication is all seems to flow really well, even though we've got such massively diverse cultural backgrounds. Obviously, it's quite handy for me that everybody speaks English. But even though the language is the same, it's really good that you can communicate so easily.
And what do you think of our lecturer in charge of that, Professor Tropodoplopodoplopodoplopodoplopus, or whatever it is?
Elaine.
Is it Eleanor?
Eleanor.
Yeah.
Tropodoplopodoplopodoplopus.
Yeah, she's from Cyprus. She was just safe.
I think she's got a passion, isn't she?
And a quite direct way of communicating and. But I didn't like her at first, but over time you just get used to her way of teaching. It's like, okay, yeah, quite interesting, funny at some points,
And just before we did the podcast, you were looking a little bit like your head was spinning a bit from change and innovation and working with the group, but can you elaborate on that?
The project, and just putting it short, is about come up with a framework, a leadership development framework that tells people how to manage change effectively on a global scale. So the reason, like the past few days I've been just really busy with doing research on a particular company, trying to figure out what their framework is and then taking the best bits out of them and putting them like in a global context. And it's a bit hard to get your head around the thing because there's not really a right answer. So it's
summarize your one.
It's the scope's huge. I think the scope's huge. What we've got is massive. And where you could go with this, talk about change on a global perspective. 20 minutes, six people, and a 10-page report. It's nothing. You could triple that in no time. For every single one of
you say that about everything. I think you just like work. You like words, don't you? You've always got something to say. What I know about him is that it will never go quiet. It's like I always fear quietness, but I find I slow down in Linz's company. I know that if I ever stop, Linz will be there. She'll say something. It's usually quite interesting. I'm not knocking it out. I just quite like the fact that I don't have to worry because Linz will have something to say,
or a book
that she's read that's going to say something about something.
Theory.
I think we've got a couple of minutes left just to sort of bring us up to date here. How is the feeling at the moment, I suppose? We're in this last furlong of the taught part of the MBA, 8 months in. We finish in about 3 weeks' time, except for exams, and then that's about four or five. How's the general feeling?
For me, it's twofold. 50-50, can't wait for it to be over. 50% going to be very sad when it's over.
I would agree with
that. Yeah.
Because there's a certain energy, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a certain energy, and if you can take a few minutes to sort of feel that energy, which you don't get time to, it feels quite good. But you're kind of rushing through it 100 miles an hour, and then every now and then you get a little glimpse thinking, maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, I didn't have this vibe, this feeling, this kind of, this energy burning. I was just sitting there going, a bit bored really in life, or bored about what you're doing. And you've got to remember that, you've got to remember that that's actually there and it's inherent. And even with your job that you go to next, that you might be might be really good and it might be what you want to do. You might find that you're autonomous, and you might find that that's a bit lonely. You haven't got those people to bounce off of. And, yeah. You know, you can certainly see with Rama from Saudi Arabia that she really loves the social. She told me when she was back in her company, she doesn't really socialise with people outside the family. Let's work in family, that's it. This is the first time she's done that, and she seems to embrace that, doesn't
she? Wow, she's so... You'd think she was doing it her whole life.
She's not a gossip. Like,
she's the ultimate social secretary.
Yeah, yeah.
She is the ultimate... this is what I mean when you think about the countries that everybody's going back to and where they're coming from, when it's...
Because all the groups we're working at the moment, mine and Sebastian's, and I think yours, I've got people from... I've got six people in my group, and they're all from different countries.
Right.
Yeah. It's the same.
I've got five countries. I've got two Chinese guys.
Okay.
So Turkey, Belarus, India, UK.
Mm. And what are your ones, just quickly?
It's Italy, England, Germany, Turkey, China, and Saudi Arabia. Mm.
So I have Saudi Arabia, Chile, India. The guy Comrade from he's from one of the eastern countries. I can't think of his name.
There's a guy that's sitting in front.
No, that's
Andre. That's
myself, English. I think I might have missed one out. Oh, one Chinese. But anyway, I think we're probably on our time limit now to keep this fresh. Is there anything we'd want to say before we?
No, I don't think anybody listening that wants to do an MBA, make sure you're prepared.
Yeah, it's make sure. It's hard work.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Yeah.
You're in for a bumpy ride. Stick it out, because it's going to be worth it.
Well, we'll be back in a couple of weeks' time after we've done all the hand-ins, and probably before the exams. We might be talking about our dissertations then, I think. So anyway, bye from me.
And from me.
And from me.
And from you.